I restarted over on that Nathaniel Walden letter. So this is Dr. Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Nathaniel Walden, attorney at law of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Walden, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Mike Switzer, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is M-I-K-E. Last name is Switzer, S-W-I-T-Z-E-R. On April 23rd, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 49-year-old male, height 6 foot 1 inches, tall, weight 230 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a workman's compensation injury on or about June 9th, 2021, period. The patient at work was a contact manager in Terre Haute, period. A driver was cage loading when the patient helped him load a vehicle delivery truck, period. He was lifting a 137-pound grill, and he developed pain in his abdomen and low back, period. Despite treatment present day, he's still having abdominal and low back pain, period. He did require 4 surgeries, period. New paragraph. His abdominal pain is in the right lower abdomen, period. It is a burning, stabbing, and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. He was told he had an abdominal surgery and it required 2 surgeries, period. New paragraph. His low back pain also occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was told that he had a herniated disc, period. It is a burning, stabbing, and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs to the toes, period. He had 2 surgeries with a stimulator implant, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was approximately 4 days later, he was seen at AmbuCare, A-M-B-U-C-A-R-E, in Terre Haute. It's a workman's compensation clinic. He had x-rays of his back and referred to Dr. Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, from Regional Hospital in Terre Haute, who did surgery for abdominal hernia in July of 21 at Regional Hospital, period. He returned to AmbuCare for x-rays of his low back. A back doctor from Ortho Indy ordered an MRI, and he was referred to physical therapy, period. He initially didn't need surgery, but he did see a urologist who did a CT or ultrasound to check for hernia, who recommended an MRI, but was not done due to the insurance kickback period, the insurance not approving it, period. He was referred to a new nerve doctor in Lafayette and had nerve tests, period. He was referred to physical therapy in Lafayette, Indiana for abdominal severe pain. He saw a surgeon and ultimately had an MRI. He had surgery at IU North. He did a second and last abdominal surgery in March of 2022, period. He was referred to physical therapy in Lafayette for his back and abdomen, period. He was seen by Dr. Edwards at St. Vincent's, who considered groin exploratory surgery, period. He was seen at Goodman Campbell for nerve damage and an implant was done in January of 2023. He had a trial implant of the dorsal ganglia, which is a nerve stimulator, in the low back and groin, and for the groin pain period. He had permanent implant surgery, his fourth surgery, and his last was put in his low back in February of 2023, period. It helped the extreme pain, but he's still experiencing a fair amount of pain, period. He was referred to pain management at IU Health in Lafayette, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems lifting over 10 pounds, comma, walking over a block, comma, sitting over 15 minutes, comma, driving a vehicle over 15 minutes, comma, sports such as basketball, hockey, hiking, and running, as well as racquetball, comma, wrestling with his grandchildren, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sleep, comma, and sex, period. New paragraph. Medications include hydrocodone, comma, Cymbalta, comma, Oprimazole, comma, Clarinex, comma, Ventolin inhaler, comma, and Symbicort, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes hydrocodone, comma, Cymbalta, comma, over-the-counter medicines, comma, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for asthma, comma, allergies, and acid reflux, period. Past surgical history four surgeries for this injury, period. There was a left abdominal hernia repair. Past surgical history reveals four surgeries as discussed above for this injury, period. He had left abdominal hernia repair 1992. 1992, he had two knee surgeries of the left and right torn cartilage, period, tonsils as a child, period, sinus surgery in high school, comma, 2008, another sinus surgery, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his low back in the past, period. The patient injured his abdomen in high school in 1992 and had left abdominal hernia repair, period. This occurred while playing in high school and football, period. It was repaired in 1992 without any permanency or complications, period. The only prior hernia surgery was in high school, period. He has not had prior back pain or sciatica, period. In 2009, he had a work injury as a police officer where he fractured his right fifth finger. It was splinted with a mild impairment of his finger, period. He has been involved only in minor automobile accidents, none requiring treatment, period. New paragraph. The patient's occupation prior to this injury was that as a police officer, period. The patient's occupation in the past, let's just say, the patient's occupation in the past was a prior police officer, period. At the time of this work injury, he was a business contact manager and was on workman's compensation until the second surgery, period. He has been off work since the injury, period. Let me repeat that area on occupation. I want to start over on the occupation section, so scratch what I said earlier. His occupation was that prior to this injury, he was a police officer, period. At the time of the injury, he was a business contact manager, period. The patient was on workman's compensation until the second surgery, period. He has been off work since the injury, period. At the present time, he physically can't do very many activities, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Procedure note, January 5th, 2023. Post-op diagnosis is complex regional pain syndrome, type 2 of the bilateral lower extremities, period. Procedure performed is percutaneous implantation of two spinal cord stimulator leads, period. Operative indication, he has been struggling with chronic refractory neuropathy and inguinal pain, period. He has undergone prior multiple inguinal surgeries, period. Despite these efforts, he has debilitating neuropathic inguinal pain consistent with complex regional pain syndrome of the lower extremities, period. Goodman Campbell note, January 11th, 2023, is here today at the end of the trial and reports at least 50% reduction of pain, period. Prior to the stimulator trial, he was not able to sit in a chair, period. He was not working prior to him coming to our office initially due to the pain, period. He is involved in the workman's compensation case, period. Assessment is causalgia of the left lower limb. Assessment also, inguinal assessment is ilioinguinal neuralgia of the right side and genitofemoral neuralgia, period. Lumbar MRI 2021 stated left paracentral bulge at the L4-L5 level, period. Note by nurse practitioner Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, December 20th, 2023, states we are unable to manage his pain well enough, period. There were complications from his previous surgery and repair in 2021 on his abdomen and inguinal large area, torn abdominal wall musculature, along with right inguinal hernia repair, period. He has dorsal root ganglion on spinal cord stimulator implant that was performed earlier this year of 2023 at Goodman Campbell Brain and Spine, period. The patient is an opioid-naive patient, and I will be providing a prescription of opioids, period. Ortho Indy note, October 12, 2021. This gentleman has a partial permanent impairment rating to his spine from his work-related event of 0%, period. NAB Road Surgical Group, October 14th. 2022, we have obtained CAT scans of his abdomen and pelvis, which reveals no evidence of recurring inguinal hernia, period. I've been asked to address the current condition is that he is disabled by chronic pain, period. His current condition is related to the original work injury of June 9th, 2021, period. Removal of previously placed laparoscopic mesh piece is not an option, period. Advanced pain management of Indiana Note, June 23rd, 2022. Presents today with right-sided groin and bilateral lower back pain, period. Note from general surgery, September 12th, 2022. An outside ultrasound of the scrotum testicles from August 23rd, 2022 was negative, period. A question of a very small right inguinal hernia was also reported, period. Assessment, status post right inguinal hernia repair, period. It is appropriate to consider another general surgical opinion, period. Surgical neurectomy is usually unsuccessful, comma, and the additional surgical trauma may actually further exacerbate the patient's pain, period. I would recommend ongoing follow-up to potentially consider a dorsal root ganglion stimulator or spinal cord stimulator, period. Goodman Campbell note, October 25th, 2022. The pain started roughly June 9th, 2021. He was lifting a grill into a truck and thought he initially had pulled a muscle, period. He tore abdominal muscles into the right testicle, period. He subsequently had surgery in July 2021, period. This was a laparoscopic surgery with mesh placed, period. Shortly after surgery, he developed a right-sided popping sound and right groin pain, period. Unfortunately, the surgery failed, and he had a repeat surgery in March of 2022, period. Since the accident, he's also struggling with back pain, period. He was also evaluated for his spine and his non-surgical, period. He is seeing pain management, period. Assessment is complex regional pain syndrome, period. He has had multiple surgeries. He had failed injections and medications, period. Note from general surgery, May 26, 2023. The patient presents for reevaluation of his severe chronic right groin pain, period. The implantation of the dorsal root ganglion stimulator was a lifesaver, making a major difference in his pain, although he still experiences significant pain in his back, lower abdomen, and groin, period. Assessment is severe right groin pain, period. His previous hernia repair is intact and solid. As such, no additional general surgical intervention is warranted at this point in time, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandela, found that all of his treatment, as outlined above, and for which he has sustained as a result of the work injury of June 9th, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. The patient further had a weakness of his right lower leg, period. Examination of the skin revealed scoping scars times two involving the entire abdomen for exploration, period. There was a 7-centimeter horizontal scar involving the left upper lumbar area due to spinal cord stimulator implant, period. There were 3 scars due to wire insertions, period. There were 2 vertical scars in the mid lumbar and 1 vertical scar in the rectal fold areas of the buttocks, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable, period. Thyroid examination was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination revealed diffuse abnormalities, period. Bowel sounds were normal, period. There was abdominal tenderness involving the right lower abdominal region, period. There was weakness involving the right gonal area and right lower abdomen, period. There was diminished strength in the abdomen and right and gonal area, period. There's a 1 centimeter indurated nodule involving the right groin, period. There was edema and tenderness involving the right inguinal area and right scrotal areas, period. The skin in the right inguinal and right scrotal areas were cool, period. The skin was mottled and lacking normal elasticity, period. There was abnormal normal hair growth in this area, period. The right testicle was tender without lesions, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed diminished strength, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. Straight leg raising was abnormal at 34 degrees on the left and 46 degrees on the right, period. In the lumbar area, flexion was diminished by 26 degrees and extension by 10 degrees, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left knee jerk reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4. The abnormalities of the skin were noted earlier in this report in the right inguinal and abdominal regions, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel. Our number one, abdominal trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and strain, comma, period, and strain, period, I should say. Number two, right inguinal hernia with right testicular pain, period. Number three, low back pain, comma, strain, comma, trauma, comma, and L4-L5 left paracentral bulge, period. Number four, complex regional pain syndrome resulting in pain stimulator insertion surgery of January 5th, 2023, period. Number five, causalgia, left lower limb, period. Number six, ilioinguinal neuralgia. Number seven, genitofemoral neuralgia, period. The above seven diagnoses are directly caused by the work injury of June 9th, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book guides to the evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the abdominal strain, right at strain, comma, right inguinal hernia, and right testicular pain, utilizing table 6-10, the patient qualifies for a 10% whole body impairment, period. In relationship to the lumbar and low back pain with the L4-5 bulge, utilizing table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the complex regional pain syndrome, utilizing table 16-15, the patient qualifies for a 14% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 6% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-10, period. When we combine the three total whole body impairments, the patient has a 19% whole body impairment. As it relates to the work injury of June 9th, 2021, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include every 3 to 4 years, the battery needing to be replaced from the nerve stimulator, period. This would require a surgery to replace these batteries at an estimated cost of $75,000 every 3 to 4 years for each surgery, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Ongoing medication will be $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Some additional back injections will cost $2,000, period. New paragraph. In reference to his ability to work, it is unlikely he can find employment with the type of restrictions that I will outline above, period. Should he be able to find that type of work, it would be allowed, but I feel the restrictions are not realistic for working in the workforce, period. The patient's lifting would be restricted to less than 10 pounds, period. Standing would be limited to 15 minutes with frequent breaks, period. Walking would be limited to one block without breaks, period. Driving would be limited to 15 minutes, period. He would not be able to type as he has poor manual dexterity, period. The patient is unable to run at all, period. If he was to work, he would need to take breaks every 15 minutes, and the duration of each break would be 10 minutes, period. I'm referring to an 8-hour day, so therefore he would require 32 breaks, and he would only be functional 2 hours of the 8-hour day, period. Because of these restrictions, his ability to return to work is minimal, as such a job probably does not exist, period. His past work capacities were unrestricted, without limitations, and he was able to work a full day until this injury, period. At this time, I would like to explain how the pain is generated in this individual, as he has complex regional pain syndrome, period. There are additional factors in this case because of the complex regional pain syndrome that causes extreme pain, period. The patient's soft tissue is hypersensitive due to the extreme neuropathic trauma in the area, period. In any patient, the genital area is very vascular with many nerves, and with the trauma and injury and multiple surgeries that the patient has sustained, he does have persistent severe pain, period. The trophic and other traumatic changes to the tissues has created this chronic regional pain syndrome, period. His pain threshold is greatly reduced due to this syndrome, period. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.